that feeds that. Let me tell you just one illustration of how that system works. If you were to go back, say, 40 years, and you were to track a graph, just imagine a graph in your mind, and you were to show the rising rate of wages, say the average wage, start with a minimum wage or the average wage, wages would go up like this to the present time, say 2006, 2007, the line would be a steady increase like this. If you were to put a line above that that showed income, corporate income, the lines would go like this. The wages in the income would go like this until about 20 years ago, and then the income would go like this. And so the gap between what companies earn and what they pay their employees is so massive that you can give 10 million, 100 million, 50 million bonuses to the people at the top of the food chain, and the gap is just massive. The people down here want what they can't afford. How are they going to get what they can't afford? Not only have you become rich, but now they want more money and you won't pay it to them, so they borrow the money that their wages will never be able to pay back, and you not only take money from them that they really worked to produce, but when they need it, you give it back to them in a form of a loan, and you become even more and more and more wealthy. Now, this is one product of greed. It isn't just that people on the low level, the hardworking folks in the world who are greedy and want more than they have, the people at the top are greedy because sinners are greedy, because human nature is driven by greed. But never, at least in my understanding of American history or of any kind of economics, has there been such a massive, massive gap between what is earned by corporations and what is paid to the employees so that the people at the top can throw around bonuses that number in the multiple tens and hundreds of millions of dollars and hand them to people who are walking away from failing corporations while all the employees lose their jobs. It's a bizarre situation. And then when you create the desire for them to have more and they don't have the money and you loan it back to them, it's a double sin against them. No wonder this kind of thing irritates people. This is the kind of stuff that leads to revolution. The French Revolution, you remember? The royalty was filthy rich, and they came to Marie Antoinette, and they said, "The people have no bread." And she sarcastically said, "Let them eat cake." There was such a massive gap between how the people in the palace lived and how the people in the street lived that it led to the French Revolution. This is colliding greed at the low level, greed at the